latest news starts now. AM 1240 WJON.
Good morning. WJON News Time, 11:05 and 73 degrees. I'm Lee Voss. We'll have your WJON Weather Eye forecast coming up in just a few moments. A judge has blocked a chain of central Minnesota bars and restaurants from offering sit-down dining in violation of Governor Tim Walz's peacetime emergency order during the COVID-19 pandemic. The Stearns County judge yesterday issued a temporary injunction sought by Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison against the owner of the Shady's chain. Shady's owner earlier had planned to reopen a bar in Albany last month, but announced he was not reopening after he was blocked by a court order. Ellison says all Minnesotans can be relieved that the court has put their health first. Walz has since allowed bars and restaurants to offer outdoor dining. An attorney for Shady's owner did not immediately respond to requests for comment yesterday. Walmart is teaming up with Quest Diagnostics to offer a drive-through COVID-19 test site. The St. Cloud Walmart store at 3601 2nd Street South in St. Cloud will be open to drive-through testing on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 7 to 9 a.m. The tests are intended for first responders, healthcare workers, those with symptoms of the virus, and those in high-risk groups who do not have symptoms. You will need to set up an appointment through an online registration portal at myquestcovidtest.com. On the day of your test, you will be required to wear a mask and stay inside your vehicle. A trained medical volunteer will be on hand to instruct you on how to perform a self-administered nasal swab test. If for further questions and a link to that portal, you can visit our website at wjon.com. A busy St. Cloud intersection is getting some maintenance work overnight. The Minnesota Department of Transportation says you'll encounter single-lane closures at the intersection of Highway 15 and Highway 23 starting at 9 o'clock tonight and lasting until about 5 a.m. tomorrow. Maintenance crews are resurfacing the intersection with a new layer of asphalt. That work is happening overnight to minimize traffic impacts. Extra law enforcement is on state roads looking for distracted drivers. Mike Hansen with the Department of Public Safety says put the distractions away.
Especially going through those work zones and construction zones, and be alert for those traffic backups because they will occur and you need to be able to react to those very quickly.
The two-week distracted driving enforcement push runs through June 14th. In 2019, distracted driving contributed to more than 3,200 injuries and 32 deaths in Minnesota. The field of candidates for the upcoming August primary has been set. In St. Cloud, three people have filed to run for mayor against incumbent Dave Kleiss. The other candidates are Stephen Schiller, Charles Jimberg Jr., and Mark B. Sassy II. The top two vote-getters will move on to the general election in November. Nine people have filed for three at-large St. Cloud City Council seats. The three incumbents, George Hontos, Jeff Gerger, and Carol Lewis, along with six others, Ahmed Syed, Hassan Youssef, Buddy King, Natalie Ratha, Lenora Hunt, and Seth Lake. The top six with the most votes in August move on to the November election. In Benton County's commissioner race in District 1, the field of four candidates are Scott Johnson, Anthony Neese, Christine Sherbing, and Christopher Winkleman. Two of them will be eliminated in August. In Stearns County's commissioner race in District 4, the three candidates are incumbent Lee Lensmeyer, challengers Jeff Johnson, and Daryl Brustel. One of them will be eliminated in August. All other candidates who filed for local races will automatically move on to the general election. Early voting for the August primary begins June 26th, with the primary date scheduled for August 11th. Well, after 2 years of hard work, Crew Restaurant is open for business. The restaurant, located along College Avenue North in St. Joe, hosted a soft opening last weekend. Owners and chefs Mateo Macby and Aaron Lucas say Crew's menu reflects the culinary diversity of New Orleans, featuring Cajun, Creole, Italian, Vietnamese, and Irish-influenced dishes. They say menu items will change weekly and be posted on Crew's Facebook and Instagram pages. As for business so far, they say it's been busy. Macby says Crew is bringing in additional staff this week to help keep up with orders. Crew Restaurant is currently open for curbside pickup Wednesdays from 5 until 9 and Sunday from 11 until 4. Macby and Lucas have been busy lately. The pair also own Flower and Flower, a Scandinavian bakery and coffee shop located next to Crew. Flower and Flower opened in mid-May.
WJON Radar Blender.
24, St. Cloud and Cold Spring, sunny and 85 this afternoon. Northwesterly winds at 8 to 15. Clear and 59 tonight. Mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Also a chance for some scattered storms late. High of 84. Tomorrow night, chance for storms, otherwise partly cloudy and 58. Friday, chance for storms early, then clear skies and a high of 83. Saturday, partly cloudy, 80 degrees. Sunday, chance for storms, otherwise cloudy and 82. And then as we get back into the work week on Monday, another warm one, 87 with partly cloudy skies. Right now, it's 75 degrees. For more St. Cloud area news, sports, and weather, download the free WJON app onto your smartphone or your tablet. I'm Lee Voss, WJON.